Creative and Critical Thinkers, Episode 1, Skin Crawler.
Hello, everyone. This is the podcast Creative and Critical Thinkers, here for Episode 1, Skin Crawler, of our new series. I'm your host, Karina Sabo, and today we are discussing a well-known quote from the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, written by Harper Lee. Where the well-known number one dad of the year, Atticus Finch, said to his daughter Scout, "You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it." Today, I am joined with
Natalie Figueroa,
Santuan Johnson,
and Alfredo Navo.
And we all will be explaining the quote by Atticus from the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. So why don't we start with a brief summary?
The novel To Kill a Mockingbird is about the town known as Maycomb and its citizens, which include a family of five individuals named Scout, Jem, Atticus, Calpurnia, and an aunt who joins near the end of the book, Alexandra.
Which shares in a first-person perspective told by Scout Finch about experiences with other minor characters like the Yules, Arthur, known as Boo Radley, and his family, plus the Sheriff of Maycomb.
This book just starts off by explaining adventures and experiences that Scout and her brother Jem go through, and how it all leads to the story of Jem breaking his arm in an accident.
That happens because of a case that their dad, Atticus Finch, fought for the rights of a black man named Tom Robinson.
So, Natalie, what exactly is this quote trying to tell us anyway?
This quote basically shows empathy, meaning one shouldn't judge before getting to know the person.
Yeah, I agree, because when you're trying to see things from another's point of view, you can get a better understanding of their story and why they do what they do, like how Scout would speak her mind without meaning to and act out with her temper.
This quote is to help Scout understand that not everyone is the same.
When you can know what it's like to live in another's skin, you can see what it's like to be them. Instead of living only to think about how you yourself react to things, thinking only you are in the right.
So today, as we explain with Atticus's quote, we'll be explaining and providing information on the content of
Understanding explanations.
Atticus tries to explain to his daughter that you must understand how the person is feeling and try to understand what they're going through to comprehend them.
Yeah, exactly. Atticus wants Scout to learn that empathy can take you a long way.
Why do you think that, Natalie?
Well, in chapter 16, Atticus sits in front of the prison protecting Tom Robinson to stop the mob from killing him. Scout then appears from hiding, and because of her innocence, the men decide not to harm anyone. This shows empathy because Atticus was willing to help Tom Robinson because he understood his point of view. And he also understood why the mob was so angry, because he was defending Tom during a time of intense discrimination. But he knew that Tom Robinson was innocent. Does anyone have another example?
I got one. Actually, in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, I found on page 292, chapter 23, evil spits in the face of Atticus. Atticus understood how angry he was because of the child, so he stayed as calm as a chicken. If it was anybody else, they would have swung and started a fight.
But what about Jem and Scout? With Atticus as her dad, shouldn't this affect them in some way?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I mean, we all know Jem gets prouder and prouder of Atticus.
He pretty much wants to grow up to be like his father.
It does show that when Jem and Scout see Atticus shoot that dog, he was uncomfortable to shoot it, but it did the whole town a favor.
But not only Atticus had this impact. In the story, Calpurnia also shows related actions to teaching Scout when Walter comes over to the Finch's house, and Scout starts picking on how he poured a lot of syrup on his food.
So Scout was judging him.
Yeah, she didn't understand how he really didn't get to eat syrup. And every chance he had, he got to eat, he ate a lot.
Yeah, and another example of this would be how Tom Robinson puts himself in Mayella Ewell's shoes during the trial because he knew how scared she was and how angry everyone was because of the trial.
Ewell would be someone who wouldn't show empathy, though.
Yeah, there were a few characters who didn't show empathy. Ewell sure was one of them.
Although many show empathy in To Kill a Mockingbird, Ewell and most of Maycomb have moments where they don't consider others' point of view, like how the town judges Boo, also known as Arthur Radley, making up rumors, acting like he is a bad and horrible person, without stopping to realize what it might be like to be in Radley's shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, there are just a few characters that don't consider the perspective of others.
What would be the benefit of empathy?
What do you mean?
With all this talk about empathy, did anyone actually stop to think about the pros and cons of this trait?
Well, if you had empathy, people would want to be around you more, and you would get to know more about others' cultures and don't just see things from one point of view.
Like putting yourself in other shoes?
Exactly, because you should never judge people for what they do or how they act when you don't know the full story.
It's so interesting to hear all these examples. You all sure know what you're talking about, but quick question.
What is it?
Ask away.
How does this affect the world? And the meaning of empathy? Just how does it impact those around us when we have this character trait within our mind?
Well, when we understand people, we get a better picture of who they are and what they can be.
That's deep.
I guess what I'm trying to say is this lesson shapes that the way we as human beings think and allow ourselves to understand each other to create peace in a society.
To Kill a Mockingbird seems to have a lot to teach us.
Indeed, Atticus sure helps us to see what negativity the world has to offer, but he is trying to teach us to understand what happens around us and how we can better understand it.
Without empathy, people like Atticus wouldn't exist, and the world would be separated and closed off.
And no one would try to understand how others feel.
Hopefully people can take Atticus' ideas into consideration, like how Jem and Scout learned from their father.
I think that concludes our podcast. Thank you three for joining us. It was really nice discussing this novel with you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening again. This is your host, Karina Sabo, and I hope to see you next time for another episode of Creative and Critical Thinkers.